Mandy.
Hey, how you doing?
What's my name again?
Katie.
Oh, okay.
Katie.
There we go. I'm available.
You're Katie.
I'm Katie. Right. Well, my brain is fried, if you can't tell.
Well, I think that's justified for where you are at
Yes.
your station in life. I would be worried about you if your brain was not fried.
There we go. I am almost done with the first draft of everything, which is a huge accomplishment.
Awesome.
I'm getting really good feedback on my, this is for my ordination paperwork for, as a reminder. And I should have introduced it that way, but again, brain. Fried.
I hear you. I
But so
hear you.
I'm just writing about Jesus. That's what I do every day as I come in here and I sit and I write about Jesus and I quote things.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So there we go. It's really good. I'll be really glad to have that first draft done though. So that's the light that I'm seeing at the end of the tunnel. So that'll be
Good.
nice.
Good.
I did leave the house again. I went for the second time and heard some Christmas music because there is nary a decoration round here. And really, not even a gift. They're all down in Macon in the cottage. So there's really nothing Christmas at all. So I went to Dunwoody United Methodist Church and heard their Christmas music, full brass. Handbells, organ, the whole nine yards, and it was glorious and beautiful. And then a friend of mine from Candler works there, and so she came too, and then we went to dinner. So the farewell tour continues.
Well, good.
Yeah, so that
Good.
was a nice break.
I feel like my dad knows the direct choir director at Dunwoody, maybe.
So it's a crazy making connection. His parents are at Mulberry, and his mother grew up at the DOC church that my great grandparents founded, and her parents threw my grandparents their engagement party.
Oh, wow, that's
So it's a
funny.
small world after all.
It is. Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So it was really, really good, though. I was just blown away. They do everything upright. So it was nice.
Good.
College football, there wasn't much going on. There was no game day. They took game day off because they're going to do it 2 days this coming weekend because of the playoffs,
Yeah.
which was fine. I probably wouldn't have been able to watch this week anyway. But there were a couple things that happened. The transfer portal is gonna close shortly, like in 11 days, which is before the games of the playoff are over. So, for anybody that is playing on a team that is going to a playoff game that would like to transfer, they have to declare it before the games. And so it's causing, there's a couple of people, I think Penn State, that it's causing a lot of upheaval
I guess so.
because now they don't have a backup quarterback. So if their quarterback
So
falls
if they say
injured,
they're transferring, they can't just wait.
no, because the transfer portal will close and they won't have the opportunity.
Freddie would like to participate in today's
It's
podcast
the
recording.
ear for Freddie that I am. It's flopped over backwards so you can see all the ins and outs of his ear structure.
Just standing there looking at me.
He
Sorry,
is. It's
continue. So
lovely. I was studying his ear structure. I got in close so I could study his ear structure.
if they say they're transferring, then they don't play.
Apparently. And if they, well, they have to declare where they're going to by the
They can't just
28th
say
of
I'm entering the
December.
portal.
Yeah, they got to be gone.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. I mean, that's
That's up.
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So something's got to change with the transfer portal anyway, but that's just another reason that they've got to fix it. And hopefully they see that just like we do, or they'll listen to us just like a lot of people have this season.
Or maybe Bill Belichick will get in there and really
Oh.
get
Oh.
everybody in line.
The new
Head coach.
UNC head coach.
Seriously.
I mean, I get that it's a full circle moment for him. His dad was at UNC. There are all these pictures of little 3-year-old Bill Belichick in the stands when he was still cute before he got mean as hell.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's
I
funny.
don't know. It's going to be interesting.
He's a funny bird for sure. He is
Yes.
good friends with the Vandy baseball coach, Coach Corbin,
Yeah. Oh, oh.
and has
Oh.
been
Oh, no, okay. Yes, Vandy. Okay. I thought you
good.
meant Tennessee. It took me a second.
Oh yeah, no, no,
Okay.
no, no.
And I was like, that tracks though. If he was
Yeah.
friends with the
Yeah.
Tennessee coach, that would
Right.
track.
So the whole Vandy coach friend was a little weird because Coach Corbin is not at all like he's a solid down to
Yeah.
earth
He
kind of
doesn't
guy.
have a 25-year-old girlfriend.
No, he's been married to the same woman for many, many years, and
Right.
she sits directly behind home plate and keeps score of every single game they have. So when Belichick and his girlfriend were in town visiting, they did not sit with Maggie because you don't sit with Maggie and chit chat because
No.
she's keeping score here, people. Only people that sit with her are players who are not on the roster or
I love that.
players who have graduated. That's the only people that sit with Maggie.
I love to keep a book at a baseball game, so I would be Maggie's friend.
But yeah, so Belichick has visited Vandy a couple of different times, and of course, that's a big deal in the Nashville media. And so they've done some stories on it. And I just wonder, I've listened to a lot of NFL podcasts. I don't watch any football really
Right.
much, but
Same.
I do listen to these NFL podcasts, and hearing them sort of speculate on the whole Belichick thing, I think it's interesting. This dog is all in on the podcast today, y'all. I think it's interesting that. And I wonder how much Corbs has influenced sort of his decision
Yeah.
take this job. Because what they've always said they've admired about each other is like their leadership style. And so I
Yes.
think it's interesting. And Corbs has sent a ton of guys to the MLB.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of the speculation, and what the draw of Belichick is going to be is that kids will go play for him because they want to make it to the league. And who knows better how to get you in the league
Than
than
Belichick.
Belichick?
The
So,
question is, are they going to want to do the work they need to do to get to the league?
well, and like you said, his personality is notoriously curmudgeonly
Very.
be that nice about it. And with this whole transfer portal thing, he's gonna lose some people. That curmudgeon is gonna lose
Oh,
some people.
yeah. I have a feeling this is going to be like, I don't, they haven't like released, I don't think, the details of his contract, but I would think this is a very short-term deal.
I think it's 2 years.
So it's just maybe a stopgap till they can find somebody that they really want, because not many people are available this year. We've talked about that a little bit on here. There's not much turnover on the college side this year. But maybe in a couple of years there'll be some other people available. So I mean, I think it's a great way to stopgap it, and it'll be interesting and get them a lot of attention.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
But I
I
think in
think
the end, nobody's gonna like
when
it.
Mercer playing in the March Madness tournament,
Yeah.
our applications went up
Yeah.
like a bizarro number,
Yeah.
which makes absolutely no sense to me. But stuff like that really does impact it. So, I mean, it'll be a huge recruitment tool.
It really will. So, I mean, it's not the dumbest decision ever,
No.
but I don't. Anyway, it's going to be real interesting to watch it play out.
Well, and he's so old, and he's
Yeah.
got that young girlfriend. He might not want to do anything for much longer.
Yeah.
So,
And Charlotte's a great town. She may love it. And they may end up, staying there. She'll find one of those race car fellas to
gonna be in
dump him
Charlotte.
for. Oh,
He gonna be in Charlotte. He gonna be in Chapel Hill.
that's true. That's right. That's right.
That's
There are a lot of doctors in Chapel Hill. She's gonna find somebody else,
that's a
right?
little different. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
A little bit harder to get away with an affair in Chapel Hill than in Charlotte.
Lord help.
Yeah.
The Army Navy game, Army was supposed to win that game. They're ranked and they end up losing to Navy. So it was a very good game. Sometimes it's not. But the traditions are what I just, because I love all that stuff. So the traditions were once again just amazing. I'd forgotten some of them, where like one cadet switches for a full year and then they get their cadet back at the end of at the beginning of the game every year. So one cadet from Navy and Army switch and go study at the other academy. And then they switch back at the Army Navy game.
Okay.
And so that was fun to watch. But it's just, America at its finest, America. And it was good to watch that again. But that was about the only game on. What really up in these upcoming weeks is so fun to look at is the names of all the bowls. And I meant to pull this up. I mean, Snoop Dogg has a bowl now. There's the Pop-Tart Bowl. Have you seen that one?
I have seen the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Have you seen the trophy for the Pop-Tart Bowl?
Yes, I saw the unveiling out of the looked like a Pop-Tart container.
Yeah, it is an actual toaster,
Come
people.
on. Get up here. Come on.
Today, let me check the date on this. Today, if you're looking for something to watch at 9 o'clock tonight, is the Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl.
It will have already happened by the time y'all hear this, but
That's true. But Mandy,
thinking
if you
about
are
the
dying
name.
for something to look at tonight,
Yeah.
the Snoop Dogg one is the one that's getting me these days. There's this Cheez-It Bowl. The Tony the Tiger Bowl. There's the Go Bowling Military Bowl. Like, what are we doing, people?
Listen, Georgia Tech and Vandy are playing in the Birmingham Bowl.
Yes.
That's
Right?
easy.
Sure.
Come on, get up here.
The Independence Bowl, Marshall had literally every one of their players go into the transfer portal. So there is no team left.
Saw that.
So they had to pull out of the Independence Bowl. And so I think they put UNLV in there.
Freddie can't believe that.
Freddie is just distraught over Marshall doing that to
Astounded.
their team.
He's astounded.
He is astounded. I was hoping that Auburn would get that 5-7 slot, but alas and alack, they did not. Fra la la. So we are still not going to a bowl.
Still ain't happening.
Still ain't happening. So anyway, but that's about all I got. I'm going to start packing this week and finish
Listen.
up my first round of this paperwork. So all those things.
Good. Good. That's progress. That's
Yes,
exciting.
yes.
Exciting things.
It
Exciting.
is indeed. Mandy, what about you? What's going on?
Well, I went to Wake Cross and back.
Did you listen to that podcast I suggested?
I listened to the second episode today.
Okay, I haven't listened to the second one.
I couldn't listen to any podcast. I was so tired. I had
Oh,
to
well,
listen
that's
to
it.
music. Had to listen to music. Listen, Magistrate Court is just the worst.
Did you win or lose?
We lost.
Okay, which you predicted.
It was just, it's, they tell us when you take trial practice in law school not to ever ask a question in court that you don't know
Don't know
the
the answer
answer.
to.
It's
I find
impossible
that
to do
like.
that. It's impossible to do that in Magistrate Court.
Yeah.
Because you don't know anything about the other side's case.
Right.
And also, in many of our smaller Georgia towns, the magistrate court judge is not a lawyer. And so
Yes.
you're dealing with interesting dynamics. Does this guy hate lawyers? Does he think we're a bunch of assholes? Am I supposed to really act like a lawyer here and present my documents to the witness and to the judge and then establish the foundation as to why they are admissible and then ask for them to be admitted? Or should I just skip all that bullshit because he's not a lawyer and he doesn't know
He
anyway?
doesn't know.
Like, and you don't know, and different ones, like if you practice in that county and you kind of get to know the magistrate, then you kind of know. But me flying in blind to Waycross to this guy who was a police officer, not a lawyer. Listen, it was just bad all the way around.
Oh,
And I
Mandy.
told my client that. I said, you do not want to pay me to drive 10 hours.
Yeah, you told him.
And because I can't, there's no, maybe. In there may be a help, it may be a hindrance, and there's no way to know. And he said, well, I'll get mad and pop off, so it'll be a help for that. I'd rather pay you anyway. Yeah, no, we sure enough we lost, and mainly because the whole thing was about a car and a warranty, and we thought we had a slam dunk case because he signed an as is contract when he bought this car, and then he didn't follow the terms of the warranty. Well, it turns out there was another warranty
Oh, God.
involved somehow that we didn't know about until he showed it to me when we were in court. And also, he didn't take his car to the repair shop. They did. Yeah, that kind of
Been
killed
good
us.
information to know.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a real shit show. So I did that and then I came home and launched into the weekend of singing, which anybody who's in a church choir knows that this is
That 'tis the season
this past weekend was the weekend of singing.
for a la la.
Had rehearsal Saturday morning, and then we sang at both services Sunday morning, and then we had a Messiah sing-along Sunday afternoon. So
I bet that was fun.
it was very fun. It was very fun. It was, funny for me. My dad did the Messiah in one way or another every Christmas of my life, so I can sing the Messiah basically from memory. And then I have sung it myself, a handful of times. So listen, I mean, I can say I really and truly could probably sing the Messiah from memory.
The question is, Mandy Caldwell,
What? What?
did they stand?
Oh, well, y'all, yeah, do y'all remember that argument from
I
last year?
remember that. You weren't arguing with me. I
Yeah.
do what you tell me to do.
Well, no, that isn't even my thing.
Oh,
That
I
is
know.
Robert Shaw's thing. And most people who grew up in Atlanta know this. But Mr. Shaw, who was the longtime conductor of the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, insisted that you not stand for the Hallelujah Chorus because the whole thing was started when the king stood up to go to the bathroom. And that's why people stood. So he just said, there's no point in standing. So in Atlanta, we were raised not to stand up for the Hallelujah Chorus. And I posted that on Facebook last year, and a couple people from Moultrie just got their panties in a wad
Like a big old wad.
that it was being disrespectful to God. And we really need to have some conversations,
We
y'all.
need some theology conversations to happen.
I mean, we sat in the same Sunday school class. Granted, the woman who taught our teenage Sunday school class was, running around doing bad things on the weekend, and we would
Oh.
see her, and then she would be our Sunday school teacher. So we didn't go to Sunday school a whole lot in high school. That was our excuse. Anyway,
Bra la la.
we stood up to sing. Yes,
Right, right,
everybody
right.
was
But did
singing it.
right,
We
gotcha.
everybody was singing it, so everybody stood up. So,
There we
yeah.
go.
But no, so that was fun. And Freddie didn't destroy anything.
That's nice.
Yeah, he spent a lot
What
of
a
time in
great Christmas
Detroit.
present from Freddie.
Between me being out of town and having, he had a dog sitter who left, and so he spent a couple hours in the crate Thursday afternoon, and then he spent a couple hours in the crate Saturday morning, a couple hours in the crate Sunday. But he did okay.
Good.
I dropped him to hell and back, but he did all right. So we did that, and then
Ooh.
still not ready for Christmas. I have not, as you, I have not put up a single decoration. I do have some presents. They're all unwrapped, just
Same.
stacked by my back door.
I did go to If It's Paper when I was in Macon and buy the gift bags to
Oh,
put them in.
that was good. That was nice.
And so they are still not wrapped.
Yeah. Well, and I don't even have them all purchased yet. So, and of course, I'm trying to get all the work done,
Yeah.
before I leave. And I'm going to try to leave Friday morning so I don't have to sit through Nashville traffic.
Yes.
Nashville has become Atlanta.
It's, yeah.
So it's just we all do it. We're all there. In baseball news, the Braves fans are just really a special lot. It's a truth universally acknowledged that Alex Anthopoulos, the general manager of the Braves, has done a bang up job of getting people to sign extensions. Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, Sean Murphy, Spencer Strider, Michael Harris. I mean, there's literally like maybe two position players on our roster who have not already signed extensions.
Yeah.
Okay. Braves fans just pitch a fit that we're not all up in the free trade market. I mean, the free agent market. We don't have an, like, there's no need. Like, we have a couple of things that we need, a couple of little holes we need to plug. We could use some more starting pitching, but as we've discussed, the Braves are not going to pay a gabillion dollars for a starting pitcher. So, yeah, Braves have been pretty quiet in this whole thing because we can be. And I mean to tell you,
A billion dollars.
Braves fans are so whiny. It's
Yeah.
like,
Well, they need to
listen.
listen to this podcast because you explained that to me last week.
Mean, come on.
Or you did a good job explaining it last
And it
week.
is kind of boring. It is kind of like you see all these people going places and you're like, oh, that's fun. I wish we could get somebody big like that.
That
But
be
that's
nice?
not the Braves. That's not
Yeah.
who we are. That's not ever going to happen. But the Cubs did get a big dog. They got Kyle Tucker, who plays for the Astros, and he's Dansby's age. He was in the same draft class as Dansby. But he didn't make it to the bigs as soon as Dansby did. So he was a couple years behind. He still hadn't made it to the free agent market yet. So
Yeah.
he's got one more year of control. But it's funny when people have been like comparing his stats to Juan Soto, who just signed the biggest contract in Major League Baseball history.
Right.
His stats are right there with Soto's, and he's a better defensive player. So it's really exciting for the Cubs. They've got a big dog. Now they just got him for the rest of this contract, so they only got him for 1 year, unless they can get him to sign an extension while they
Yeah.
have him. Next year he'll go on the free agent market. But
Do
so
you
that's
think that
fun.
they, I mean, I know we've said the Braves don't have that kind of money. Did the Cubs have that kind of money?
Cubs have that kind of money. The Cubs, I mean, the Braves have that kind of money. The Braves just won't spend that kind of
They
money.
choose, yep.
Every baseball team has that kind of money. Now, granted, the bigger markets have more,
Right.
mainly because, and we'll just get in the weeds for just a minute.
Yeah.
Mainly because the bigger markets also have media deals. Like Chicago has its own network, marquee network. Same thing, the New York teams, like they have their own media companies. Sort of like TBS used to be for the Braves, but they're
Yeah.
not national networks, they're just local networks. But they get that revenue is huge for the teams. And so that's where a lot of the bigger markets actually, compound their income. And between that, the Cubs, Wrigley Field,
Yeah.
it's very rarely not sold out.
Right.
And they also just built a what do they call it? I don't understand betting, but they just built
Oh,
a
okay.
whatever the heck. Like you can go sit right there and bet at Wrigley Field.
Oh, okay.
And they redid around Wrigley Field fairly recently, and it's sort of like the Battery a little bit. And so they're getting all that revenue. So like, yeah, they're making money with their fist. Now, their owners have not been willing to spend in
Gotcha.
spite of making all that money. So we'll see.
We'll see if they decide to come off
Money
their
up.
wallets a little.
Yeah, Dansby has the biggest contract. I think Jason Hayward had the biggest contract ever for the Cubs, and then when Dansby signed, he just barely beat it. And his contract was like for 7 years, 140 million maybe. Juan Soto just signed a 15, 14-year, 765,000. I mean, $765 million contract.
It's
So
still is just
it's insane.
crazy.
But yeah, so that's sort of where we are. We'll see. Braves need to get some starting pitching. They could use an outfielder. There's talk that they might get a guy named Jurickson Profar. Say that name 12 times fast. Who was with the Padres last year and had a really good season with the Padres. So there's talk that they may try to go after him, but.
That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, well, so. Okay, Katie, well, talk to us about your food.
Circling back just for one second to the music, you said y'all
Yeah.
did the Messiah, but they ended my music, and I was trying to pull it up, and I didn't get it pulled up in time to talk about it while you were talking. But the Rutter's Gloria.
Ready?
Rutter's Gloria, there were three movements that they sang, and I've heard it, but I didn't really connect the name with it to be able to go find it. If it is beautiful, it is in the magnificence of the Messiah, I think. So if you want a little Christmas pick me up, that might not be something that's it was written in like 74 is what Google tells me, but it's newer, but it's still very traditional. It's a beautiful piece. So they sang it beautifully with the brass. So I highly recommend go find Rutter's Gloria.
Yeah, and that would be a good, like, if you're just in the kitchen cooking and you want to pull up a playlist, any Rutter Christmas music,
Oh,
all his arrangements are very pretty, and he's written some original,
gorgeous.
pretty carols. We sang one of his pieces on Sunday as well,
Love
Candlelight.
that. Love that. Yep. I knew you might enjoy that or make that connection, but I had heard it before, but it's not very often, but it was a really pretty thing. So I am not cooking a whole lot. I'm just eating through my freezer, which is not very exciting. But what I did was I got my little family cookbook and I found a couple things that are classic Southern and my family Christmas party recipes. And the first one, I think we may have even talked about on here before. Is it Rosalind Carter? The cheese ring with the strawberry preserves. If you don't know where to get your hands on that real quick, it'll be in the show notes. It is one of my favorite old time traditional Southern appetizers for any occasion, but Gogi always had it at her Christmas parties. I did not put the cucumber mousse recipe in there because while I enjoy cucumber mousse, it's got Jell-O in it and I'm not gonna make cucumber mousse. If you would like that recipe, I will be happy to give it to you.
I don't
But
believe I've ever had cucumber
it
mousse.
is interesting in texture and in flavor. But this is definitely my favorite of all those things. The other one is what my mother used to give out as Christmas presents in like the 80s. And it's these Velveeta cheese balls. And I swear these are her notes about nuts in our family cookbook. And so I will let you read with pleasure about how to incorporate nuts into this cheese ball. But it's real easy. It's Velveeta, cream cheese, garlic powder, and pecans. That's it. And they're great. They're easy to give as gifts, as a nostalgic gift. But there's a lot of nut talk and these nuts. So,
And for all you 12-year-old boys like Katie, y'all can get
yes,
it.
There we
Kinky
go.
about
That's
it.
exactly it.
Yeah.
I was like,
Yes.
why did you phrase it that way? But okay. And the other thing is, I don't know if I mentioned it on here, the my great grandmother's sister used to own a tea room in Macon, and it was in the Sidney Lanier Cottage before it became an historic site. Sidney Lanier was a famous Georgia poet that nobody really has to memorize anymore, but he's got some beautiful poems. If you ever get a chance to read some of them, Marshes of Glen. He wrote a lot about the coast, but he's from Macon. Anyway, the tea room, she used to serve this whiskey punch. And it does say one fifth of whiskey
They
in
allowed
that.
whiskey in the tea room.
Yes, they did. Yeah. We were not teetotalers on that side of the family. But it's very easy. It's just frozen orange juice, lemon juice, and limeade, a fifth of whiskey. You're welcome. And two bottles of club soda. So that's it. And it's a great holiday citrusy punch to get you through the holidays.
There you go.
There we go. We'll leave it at
If
that.
I need a sip of whiskey.
Yeah. So there we go. So those were the things that brought a little joy to my heart as I look through old family recipes today for y'all.
Okay, good.
Mandy, tell us about your favorite.
Well, I know I had one more on there, and I don't remember what it was, but we'll just put John Rutter's
Yes, there we go.
role. Okay. So, I think it's Coventry Carols. I'll double check. I did.
I'll Google that for
I
you while you're doing.
think when I drove to Nashville for Thanksgiving, it's when I listened to one of these, and then this was a good enough podcast to keep me awake when I was driving back and forth from Waycross. Fresh Air, which is one of my favorite podcasts. In general, I really love them all. But
How have I not heard of that one yet?
heard of Fresh Air with Terry
No.
Gross? Oh my
You've been
gosh.
holding out on me.
I can't believe I've never had it on here. Fresh Air with Terry Gross. It's an NPR, program. It's on
Yes.
the radio.
Oh.
But you can also get it as a podcast. And now it's Terry has been the host forever and ever, and several years ago she added I can't remember the other girl's name right now, but she's also great. So whomever, in fact,
Oh,
she
he's
was
got
doing the
some.
interview. She did the interview on one of these episodes, and Terry interviewed John Batiste last week,
So that's downloaded.
and it was delightful, as you would imagine. And then Rachel, I think it's Rachel is her name. She interviewed the Washington brothers, as in Denzel Washington's sons. And
Oh.
they have just adapted an August Wilson play into a movie. And one of
Okay.
them stars in it, and the other one directed it. And I think it's
Okay.
called Piano. I listened to another Fresh Air episode with the woman who co-stars in that. She's from Atlanta. It was also a great episode.
I'm so
Yeah,
excited about this.
Fresh Air is awesome. I was just there's one with Stephen Colbert and his wife talking about their new cookbook. I hadn't
Yep.
listened to that one yet, but I know
The
that one's pretty
Just
good.
in the last, I've got it pulled up. Just in the last few, it's Stephen and Evie Colbert, who I love because they're Southerners and speak our language. Cynthia Erivo, Elton John. I don't know if that's with Elton John or just talking about Elton John. Did they do that?
I listened to that one. That one's a like replay. That was a short one. It was only
Oh,
20
okay.
minutes. But yeah, it was Terry interviewing Elton a while back. It's been a few years, but it was
Ronnie
good.
Chang has been making the rounds on the podcast. He was on Pablo. That was a great interview. And then Billie Eilish and Phineas are the latest one.
I was just listening to that before we started recording.
Look at that. I'm
But
so
yeah.
excited, Mandy. Thank you.
Sure, but go back and listen to the one with Denzel's sons.
I gotta find that was a little further back. Let me go. I'll find it while you keep going.
The older one sounds exactly like Denzel. It's wild. It's wild. But that was a cute episode. So anyway, Fresh Air is just fabulous. Great interviews, long form interviews. It's great. I can't believe I've never mentioned it before.
There are actually two John Batistes recently.
Well, what they do is they on Saturdays
They
they will
replay. Is it the same
condense.
one?
On Saturdays they will condense some of the bet, like they'll do sort of best of from the week. So,
Gotcha.
I did stop at Trader Joe's on my way back from Waycross, and I have a couple of things to recommend for y'all that they have at Trader Joe's right now. I had heard about it and not tried it. I think they started it maybe last year, maybe the year before. It's called Jingle Jangle. It is a chocolate covered mix of all the things. It's pretzels, it's popcorn, it's JoJo's, it has teeny tiny little bitty peanut butter cups, and it has basically red M&Ms, and it's all mashed up in a cookie tin. Delightful.
Can't
It's just
wait.
delightful. And then the other thing is the holiday hash is back. I feel sure we talked about this last year.
Yes, and I
It's
missed it.
like butternut squash and rosemary and red onion, and it's already all chopped up. And Caro Chambers has like two or three different recipes to use with it. When I got home from Waycross, I threw it on a sheet pan with some salmon, and then she even has you put frozen Trader Joe's rice on it as well. So like you start the hash first, then when you add your salmon, you throw a bag of that frozen rice on it, mix all that up, and then put the salmon on. I mean, come on. Are you
Come on.
kidding?
I love it. Well, I
Sorry.
missed it last year, so I'm gonna be down near Trader Joe's on Friday. So I'm gonna
Pick some
go
up.
stop and look for a bag or two.
Well, it's not a bag. It's in the fresh produce area, and it's in a little plastic container.
Oh. That's probably why I missed it last year, 'cause I was looking. Okay.
Not frozen in the fresh produce area. So
Praise the Lord. Okay.
there you go. Yeah, and then the last thing, I had something else and I don't remember what it was. But so we just added the Coventry Carols by John Rutter.
And that is what it's called. I googled it to make sure.
Thank you. Mr. Rutter is from England, and
Okay.
so it's usually his recordings are done by the King's College Choir, and so it's a lot of boy sopranos, which are my very favorite, and just beautiful arrangements, traditional arrangements, and then he also writes some really pretty original Christmas music as well. So that's just a good, if you want to have some music on in the background, I would recommend that. The
Yeah.
other one I would recommend is the ASO Angels on High.
Yes, I think you recommended that one last year because I added it
I think I did too.
to my thing, but I'm gonna put it back down here again.
It's a beautiful, beautiful collection of some of my very favorite Christmas music. So I would recommend that as well. I would also recommend that Freddie quit licking his paws. Don't you talk back to me like that.
Pretty spicy today.
Yes, listen, he's feeling himself. So there you have
That's
it.
a great list, ma'am. I will add, because I don't know Christmas Eve is the day we normally record, and then Christmas Day is Wednesday, which is when he likes to have it for us. So I don't know if we'll do one next week. We haven't talked about it, but we'll see. If there's not one there, don't panic. But I have been watching the new season of Queer Eye,
Oh.
and it is really good. It's got,
Okay.
oh gosh, the new guy that's doing interiors is Nate Berkus's husband.
Oh yeah. Does it start with a J?
Yes.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah is doing the interiors, and he cries the whole episode over everything. And these people that they're helping are the sweetest, and it's just so good. So I've had it on the background, so I haven't gotten the full stories for all of them, but it's just lovely.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes, that's on Netflix.
Speaking of Nate Berkus, that immediately takes me to Oprah. Did you see Gail's surprise 70th birthday party?
I did not.
Oh, Lord. Oh, do you not follow Gail King and Oprah and the Oprah Daily on the Instagram?
No, I need to.
Okay.
I thought
You've
I
got
did.
to
I
follow. You've got,
followed.
you, y'all, you have to follow Oprah. I think it's Oprah Daily. It is an account run by this kid. His real name's Joseph, I think. His Instagram handle is Jay-Z, not that Jay-Z. And
Especially now.
he was Gail's assistant, but now he's basically like their social media content creator. And so he follows either Oprah or Gail basically everywhere they go in their whole lives. And he is a riot. But no, it's Oprah surprise Gail's birthday is like December 28th or something. Well, Oprah had a surprise birthday party for her this past weekend, and y'all have got to look up Gail's reaction. She and Oprah are walking into this restaurant, sort of arm in arm, and when Gail looks up and sees all those people, she throws her purse like on the bar and it's just like stops dead in her tracks. Like she was so surprised. It was the best
I
reaction you
love
could
it.
get.
The
Yeah.
last thing I saw Gail in was when Ketanji, our Supreme Court Justice, Brown is her. Sorry, y'all. Really, my brain. I can see it. I can see her face.
Not
Ketanji
Jackson Brown,
Jackson
is it?
Brown.
Is it Jackson Brown?
Maybe
That's the singer.
she was on. She went. Her
She was
second
on
dream in
Broadway.
life was to go on
Okay.
Broadway, and she did it. And Gail was in the audience, and then she interviewed her after.
Brown
And
Jackson.
Brown Jackson. Okay, we were close. Look, that's about all I got. She has a good voice. She's an alto. She is so cute. I think
Mean,
she would be our friend.
I don't listen to anything with sound, so I totally missed the fact that she actually
She
sang.
did
I just
sing.
thought she was up there.
No, she sang. It was lovely. It was so heartwarming. She is brilliant. She's a brilliant jurist. She deserves every promotion and accolade she's ever gotten. She's a great Supreme Court justice. I'm so glad she's on the bench. But it was like watching this sweet little 5-year-old inner child come alive when
Yeah.
she was up on the stage. It was so precious. So if you haven't seen those highlights, Gail was there, and also watched the interview after. That was really good. It was very, very sweet.
That's
So,
fun. I
yep.
just remembered what else I had on my favorites.
Okay, what was that?
Stop. Stop. Don't talk back to me like that. Don't
Freddie
you?
Freeman.
Oh.
Little mouthy today.
It was the Anthropologie sale. It's currently 50% off.
Don't tell me that.
The Somerset maxi dress, which has been on my favorites before, you can
Yes.
currently get it for $69.
I need nothing else to move, Mandy.
I ordered two more yesterday.
I'm gonna go on there since we're done.
Yeah. That was the other thing I was going to tell y'all. That would be thanks to my friend Allison, who lives in Brooklyn, who's currently making her way through our archives.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's currently in like the middle of November. No, we're only in December. She's,
Yeah.
well, she might have caught up.
They
Anyway,
have caught up.
she sends me texts on the regular
I love
about
it.
stuff that happened months ago, and it is hysterical.
I need to get on
Thank
that
you,
text chain
Allison.
somehow.
Thank you, Allison, as you're listening to this in
Thank you,
February.
Allison. I know, right? It'll be, she'll be like, wait, the Anthropologie sale. Missed it.
Yeah.
I love it. So, yeah, all good things. I don't, like I said, I don't know what we'll end up doing next week. We might want to, I'm going to be, here's what I'm going to be doing. I don't know if I've told y'all this for sure yet, but I'm going to High Hampton.
You mentioned that you were headed north.
Headed north. So I'm excited for a couple days of rest. I will have my computer with me because, I mean, who are we kidding? I'm still going to be editing about Jesus. And I do have a couple of first sermons at my new church I gotta write.
Exciting.
Sure, daunting. So, anyway, if we don't see you, I think I've got the dates wrong though. We won't see you till after Christmas anyway. So, very merry ho ho, people.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
So thankful for all of our listeners, for all the support and love that you give us. We love you.
Just take a breath.
Yeah.
It's all going to get done one way or the other. It will all be fine. It will all be delicious. It will all be remembered lovingly. You're doing a fabulous job.
Yes. And as I like to say, and I said to a friend of mine the other day who was stressed out about getting everything done, grace abounds. Show yourself just as much grace as you show everybody else. You deserve it. So don't let the holidays stress you out. And if you're like Mandy and I and don't put up a daggum Christmas thing, that's okay too.
And if you are feeling especially stressed out, go back a couple of weeks and look in my favorites and get you some CBD
There
gummies.
we go. Oh, I did order,
Okay.
speaking of, I did order that the drink, but
Oh
it's
yeah.
so delayed from Amazon that I don't know if it'll ever get here.
Well, you can also just make some whiskey punch.
With a fifth of it of whiskey. Go Aunt Dainty.
Oh boy.
All
All right, y'all. Merry
right.
Christmas.
Merry ho ho.